Step 1. Commit to hearing the truth. Any assessment should ultimately be about feedback and learning. You can use the self-directed 360 to enrich your company's existing 360 process, or as a way to get feedback if your company doesn't use 360. The feedback recipient needs a crystallized vision of his or her objectives, the courage to ask for the truth, and the commitment to use the results fully to increase effectiveness. Listening to an accounting of our shortcomings isn't fun, and recognizing the benefits requires being non-defensive. What one learns from comparing a self-assessment with the observations of others, even when the observations are hastily delivered criticism, brutally honest, or clumsy praise, is information for making the changes that will serve one well. That is the gift of any 360. It reflects our decisions and behaviors and provides us with a clear view of what we do most effectively and what we most need to change. The additional gift of self-directed 360 is that it lets us receive feedback from sources rather than secondhand, or filtered through ratings or a consultant's perceptions of what was said.